Good morning, Internet. You're listening to Doug McCon of RealityMe.net on this Tuesday, June 10th, 2014. Looks like we had a little rain last night, and that's good. We needed it. We needed it for our gardens. We tried something a few years ago. Matter of fact, I think this will be our fourth year now. And so 4 years ago, we tried putting a raised bed in. It seemed a little faddish, but we wanted to grow some tomatoes. I think we only planted tomatoes that year. So we took a couple of 2x4s, and we didn't get all fancy. We just used regular old 2x4s. Made a rectangle in the front of the yard that's probably 6 feet by 5 feet. 2 meters by 1.5 meters, something like that. So, you know, we turned the soil, put some fresh topsoil and gardening soil and stuff in there, did all the right things. It wasn't, I guess it's not so much a raised bed as much as it is a defined area in the front yard. So, and it's in our front yard because that's south facing and we're on a wooded lot. It's about the only spot in the yard where you can actually get any sunlight. And we grew plants that year. It was awesome. Tomato plants came up. We probably harvested 3 tomatoes. So, I mean, it wasn't a fruitful crop. It basically proved that my family in the old days would not have survived the winter. If we had to provide for ourselves, we were hosed. So, well, we tried again. We're going to do it the second year. The problem is that I composted right into that little garden because it was so easy to come out the front door and just throw scraps of cantaloupe and other stuff into the soil and turn it right there. Halloween came and went, and we had to get rid of these pumpkins. So I tossed the pumpkins into the little rectangle, and I turned them into the soil, you know, thinking I was composting. So the next year, when we planted our tomatoes and whatever else we planted, they were overtaken by this mystery vine. Well, I had also composted cantaloupe and watermelon. So we were hoping for cantaloupe or watermelon. We got pumpkins. Every year, that garden sprouts up this vine that produces 3 pumpkins, which coincidentally satisfies the children's need for carving pumpkins. So I no longer buy pumpkins, but I don't really have a garden. That happened 2 years in a row. So now we're on year 4. This year, we're trying again. We actually planted tomato plants. We planted strawberries. We planted squash, cucumbers, I think. And we took a bunch of potted plants that had died, and we discarded them and put new soil in the pots, and we grew some tomatoes in the potted plants. We bought a variety of different tomatoes. We even got some grape tomatoes. Right now, there's about 40 grape tomatoes hanging off the plant. So the tomatoes are doing great. The strawberries keep disappearing. My wife was happy. She said, hey, we've created a recurring bird feeder for the birds. They're eating the strawberries. And then I saw it. It's not the birds. It's the slugs. The slugs are eating our strawberries. I managed to salvage one before a slug got to it, and I ate it. It's delicious. Growing your own strawberries is phenomenal. If you can defeat the slugs. I've got to figure this out. If anyone knows how to defeat slugs in the garden, you let me know. I've heard about beer and all this kind of stuff for pouring on the slugs to get I need some remedy. I need the slugs to not eat my vegetables. Of course, I don't mind birds in the yard. I like birds. They, in addition to bird seed, they eat mosquitoes sometimes, I think. But we've got another vine coming up. I'm hoping it's squash or the cucumbers. It's got yellow flowers on it. It looks really pretty, and it wants to climb. So we gave it a trellis. It's climbing. And we're having a lot of fun with the garden this year, if it wasn't for the slugs. So, I reach out to you guys. Anybody knows how to get rid of slugs in the garden? Please let me know. You've been listening to Doug McCon of RealityMe.net. Have a fruitful day.